Welcome to Everdad! Number one sports betting show, come out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tone Dick.
Ah, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian stage. He's a bearded wonder.
Bye. Good day, Tony.
That's Nikki Skates.
How we doing? Wow.
Bruce.
What's going on? What is going on, Brucey Bruce? Not much.
Otter, how are
you? Doing fantastic, Tony.
How'd we do last night? Giants covered. Giants. Was anyone on the Titans?
No,
I think we team rided both.
101.
Yeah, that's fine.
101. Tommy DeVito's a guy. Duh. And the Finns couldn't take advantage of Titans trying to just piss the game away.
Yeah, it was sweet. It's a good watch.
It wasn't a good watch, was it?
No, Connor Williams done for the year. That's Eichenberg can't snap a ball. I mean, it's it feels like the season's crumbling down. I'm glad we're on Hard Knocks. So
it is wild, even as like a backup center. And I understand coming into the game halfway through is...
He's done it a lot this year, though. Like Connor Williams has already missed four games.
True.
How do you make it to the NFL?
It's a good question.
Even as a backup center, and you can't snap the ball.
He's not a center, though. That's the issue.
Oh, they moved him?
We got 20. Yeah,
like,
we
okay, that makes but more then, sense. Like, another guard can probably snap the ball.
We got a 24-hour rule here. We're going to give you 24 hours to let it, you know, digest and everything like that.
New rule.
Talk to you more.
Oh, there's nothing. It's
new rule.
Yeah, get a new episode of Hard Knocks and you see how we feel.
What? How are they going to turn that around?
Who?
Like, is Hard Knocks going to be on the game last night? There's no way.
Oh, yeah. They've been working all night.
Yeah, Hard Knocks isn't just, like, jolly.
Yeah, but are they going to turn that around?
No, you say time-wise. That's a quick episode.
It's a Santa and his elves operation. They will have that thing ready to
go. Little Santa like, will take
Christmas
care of
it. Yeah. Tonight.
Probably very little, like, post-game stuff, but, like, they'll just end the episode with the game itself.
Can't wait to get kicked while I'm down. Watch it tonight.
Nice.
Let's move on.
Why did we sign up for fucking Hard Knocks?
You didn't. It was like certain teams can't say no.
Mm-hmm. That's the regular one. I don't know about the in-season.
No, it's...
In-season's the same?
I think Florio did it. Yeah, it's like less teams are eligible, but like a handful of teams, three or four, cannot say no to in-season Hard Knocks.
I mean, I could go on for an hour about what I didn't like about what happened. Let's, you know, we lost. We stayed.
Let's do it.
It's okay.
Okay.
Floor's yours. Hey.
Why are we throwing fades? Listen. Why are we throwing fades on the 2-yard line when Mostert has 120 fucking touchdowns?
I don't know. Why is Tommy DeVito the best quarterback in the NFL?
Because he's answer got them. Moxie.
Okay. Moxie's answered answer. Everything.
Yeah.
Big slate tonight, okay? We're just going to move on, okay?
That's fine.
And I saw someone here in the chat say fucking... I believe they said Gump's in his bag in CBB. Is that true?
Cal State Northridge, the late night one.
Oh, yeah. You're late night.
Against
if you're,
Utah Tech State.
If you're bored, the board, picks have been dominant.
The board player rarely does miss. I did hit an 8-team money line NBA parlay last night.
Fucking go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nick's in here for one good reason. There's a...
Well, you asked me to be.
Yeah, and the one good reason there's a heavy...
He loves talking puck.
Heavy puck slate tonight.
He loves talking puck.
Sure. Heavy puck.
There's a heavy fucking puck slate.
Heavy puck. How did the Leafs do last night? Because they're big dogs.
Late push to tie it. John Tavares gets his 1,000th point.
I saw that.
On Long Island.
Yep.
Hey, against his former team.
Biz was island. Fired up about that game last
night. He was. He's tweeting. And they lost. Stormed.
In Elmont, New York, on Long Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost in overtime.
How about tonight against the Rags?
Tonight I'll go with the Rags in 60. Rags, a much better team than the Islanders, even though the Islanders are hot.
No Samsonov for the Leafs.
Samsonov.
Yeah, and we know Joseph Wall is hurt, so Martin Jones will get
Marty
the goal.
Marty Jones still out there?
Yeah, 1-0 with the 6.0 goals against average.
Driving that
Give me Shesterkin. Give me the fucking Broadway blue shirt Rags on Broadway at MSG.
Yeah.
Me too.
Are there
khakis and vests?
They're going to be residual, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there is going to be some residual.
There's going to be people going like this for no fucking reason at the Rags game.
Oh, yeah. Is Tommy DeVito going?
He should. Him and Dayball sitting right next to each other. Is there 20,000 passports heading to Ottawa tonight? Or
I hope so, because I'm taking them, baby. Give me the Caniacs. 20,000 screaming, mad, lunatic Caniacs in going Ottawa? Up to Ottawa, the Ottawa? Nation's capital of Ottawa.
Ottawa has been a tough
part. Are you taking Ottawa?
No, I'm taking the Canes, but... The Canes being 14-12-1 when I look at their record is surprising.
Not bad.
It's not great.
No, they've slipped lately.
Kind of Stanley Cup.
It's currently better than Did I hear the Pens haven't scored a playoff goal in,
a fucking month, Tony? A fucking month. They finally figured out they were playing better 5-on-5.
Power play goal.
Can't fucking score a power play goal with four future Hall of Famers.
That's one of the best
power play quarterbacks of all time.
That's a bad monkey to have on your back.
Bruce.
Are we not putting pucks on net?
No. They're not. Nothing is happening. Nothing is working. No movement. No screen.
Around the perimeter?
No fucking garbage. No junk in front of the net. No feistiness. Nothing. Give me the fucking Coyotes tonight.
What are we just going tape to tape up top and not fucking doing
There's
anything?
Nothing. They're not doing anything.
Yotes?
Okay.
Against the Guinos?
I'm taking the Yotes.
Whoa. I love
in
that.
In a back-to-back.
That feels like a Tony.
After a loss last night, give me the Yotes.
Wow.
I'm sick of it.
They do have a better record than the Guinos.
Yeah. Everyone does.
Probably not.
Okay.
Fucking 13th.
Wow. Yeah, everybody does.
Wings are at the blue.
Not Calgary.
Lost four in a row. They can't fucking score on a power play. Where are we at?
Wings are at the blue.
We kicked the shit out of the Red Wings last night.
I'm not taking... I don't got anything here.
Fucking Subban. Subanator told us fucking Texas Hockey going to the Cup.
Yeah, he did.
I don't got nothing on this.
Binner's going tonight.
How about Flyer spreads?
I'm going to take Flyers.
Ooh.
Give me the Pants.
Pants are 15-10-2.
Torts has the boys playing some inspired puck. We've talked about it multiple times. This is what Torts does. This is what's going to happen. They are going to fucking roll until, let's say, January, maybe even the All-Star break. And Torts will have grinded these guys so hard, they will have nothing left. So we will see how long they can maintain, but they are playing hard every night. Let's just see how long they can keep.
How about the Florida Panthers are going up to the Kraken?
Give me the Panthers. Kraken stink.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Panthers money line.
Ooh.
165 short.
Here's a matchup you don't see very often.
Oh, yeah.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are in the Coovers.
This is a tough one. It was almost coin worthy.
Nah.
It was real close.
Coin's off today.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Coovers simply because they are at home here. Tampa doesn't have the best road record. Obviously, that was before Vasilevsky. He is back now. I don't know if he's starting. I would think it would be him, but Thatcher Demko, your lad, is going for the Coovers. Give me the Coovers at home.
Yeah, it's Coovers.
Okay, well, let's see here. Flames are at the Knights, and the Knights are hot.
Give me the Knights in 60 at home, minus 130.
Okay. Gumby?
Nah.
Anybody taking the minus 500 money line coils?
McJesus to score is minus 110.
That's what? It?
Yes.
Is like the total that. Like 8.5 or something?
6.5.
This is a math
game, Bruce. I'll go over.
Bruce, this is a math game, isn't it? Plus 2.5.
Do the math.
Math, Brucey.
No, the math does not.
Bruce, is this not the math?
The math it doesn't. The math.
Where is the math?
And the last
math.
Game of the night, Pegger into the... Hungry sharks.
No chance am I testing those hungry sharks at home. There is, I will say, a couple real quick, just a couple good tasty morsels on ESPN Bet. I'm not shamelessly shilling.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless me. Thank you. A couple odds boosts. Crosby, Matthews, and Sebastian Aho to each score tonight is plus 1,100. Worth a sprinky, I think. Jack Eichel, Kucherov, and Carter Verhaeghe to each record over 3.5 shots. Plus 600.
Okay.
Malkin, I like this one. If you get any Malkin, Mika Zibanejad, and Alex DeBrincat each to record a point, plus 300.
Oh, okay.
Cheeky.
Like it.
And Brady Tkachuk and Matthew Tkachuk to each record a point, plus 170.
Wow.
So
a bro boost.
A bro boost. Are we seeing green?
Did we see green?
I don't think we saw green.
I don't think we saw green, but we will be seeing green in the future.
Yeah, we will.
Let's hope.
Thank you, Nikki Skate.
Thank you, Nick.
Good luck on the ice to everybody tonight.
16 Moneyline Parlay NHL.
Okay.
Canes, Rangers, Canucks, Panthers, Oilers, Knights.
Bingo. What could go wrong?
$50 for 700.
Who ruins it?
If I had one team, who's going to ruin it?
The Rangers.
Nope. It's not the Rags. It will be either the Canes.
Okay.
Yep.
You did say Ottawa.
Yeah. Tough barn.
Tough barn.
It'll be the first game, though. We'll get it out of the way early. Okay.
Let's go to the hardwood, the professional hardwood, the association, you will.
The one that matters.
Whoa. They all matter.
Your deal, brother.
They all matter.
Sorry. They all matter.
Yale.
The actual adults.
Yale, Quinnipiac.
Pacers covered last night.
Banger last night.
Pacers did cover
last night. I knew they won. because, you know,
yeah, no, Pistons they did stink. Cover. The Pistons are on like a 20-game losing streak. It's fucking hilarious.
And you know who they're, you know who's really happy about the Pistons losing streak? The Spurs.
Yeah, they suck.
Because I think they're on a 17, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, nobody is talking about that.
All right, boys, what do we like tonight in the association? Mitt, we can start with you.
I mean, super, super light slate. Lakers are playing in Dallas, so that's an early game. Sorry, 7:30. I really only like the Lakers and the Clippers.
This is the first game since they won the NBA Cup.
Yeah, what happened to this line? It was like one this morning. Is Luka out?
Either
the Mavs are back to back.
Either Luka or Kyrie is out because it was at like minus one, like 50.
Luka's a game time. Kyrie is out.
Okay, yeah, Kyrie's out. No. That's what it was. And then,
yeah, he got hurt the other night, right?
So I just like a parlay. LA and LA really is plus one.
LA.
Yeah, I like the Clippers tonight too. Sacramento's coming into town.
LA.
Anyone out for the Clippers on a back to back?
Let me look.
I saw a questionable.
No, looks like everyone's gone.
Bradley Beal's back tonight, right?
Looks like Bradley Beal is back.
Yeah, POD, Suns money line.
KD is out.
KD's out.
Yep.
Yeah, I threw the Suns money line because
these guys just never play together.
Yeah, because Bradley Beal, but yeah, KD's out.
So yeah, I don't Bradley Beal, actually, I watched one of the games that he came back and played in, and he looked at his teammate at one moment after like taking a foul or something and said, "Man, I'm old."
He said that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got S. And we're back.
How old is he?
He's older, but I think the back pain is like going to be a persistent problem for him.
Oh, so the Suns got hoaxed on this trade?
I don't know. Hopefully that the time off fixed.
I think he'll
still trot out there and give you 17.
Yeah, I think Booker might bang on him by himself. Give me.
Oh, yeah.
I think Suns minus 120 money line's short.
Okay.
That's all I got.
What did I have? Ooh, the Clippers at home with the Sacramento Kings coming into town on a back to back. I think that will look like the Aaron Fox and a bag of chips tonight. Just because of the back-to-back. I like the old Clippers to get the job done.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Okay. There we go. CBB.
Hey, tough slate tonight.
Tough slate.
Yeah.
Don't love it.
All the spreads are massive. I just got two dogs.
Okay.
I got UMBC plus 8.5 at St. Peter's.
Actual dogs.
Yes. And then I got Western Kentucky catching 5.5 at Wright State.
Western Kentucky's a Hilltoppers. I don't think a Hilltopper's a dog.
7-3.
Yeah, the dog that piqued my eye looking at the models and looking at the schedule. NC State has a
Wolfpack
ranked matched up next game with Tennessee. And okay. For that reason, I'm on Tennessee Martin tonight.
Okay, UT Martin. Okay. If those feel good to me.
Sure.
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 At least one will win.
I know when there's a Champions League Tuesday, you know what there is the next day?
Euro group stage Wednesday.
Nope. Champions League Wednesday.
So
that as well.
I know nobody's really playing for anything, but it kind of worked out today. Lens won and Real Madrid just won. So still the better teams are winning. So tomorrow, I like Dortmund, double chance at home against PSG. And AC Milan, double chance at Newcastle. Nothing really to play for here.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Man United just got knocked out, lost to Bayern Munich.
No, there was a boost on ESPN Bet for them to advance.
Yeah, Kardashian was wearing a Man U hat this morning, so that was the end of that.
Cool.
Kim?
Yep.
That'll happen.
That's tough. That's just the way it goes.
That'll happen.
Damn shame.
This Kanye album is starting to cook up.
Bull season and continues on. Yeah. The research continues on. I saw Mecca Ibuka will play in the bowl game, so I think that's kind of good news for maybe all of Ohio State potentially. Because normally it's like if one guy says he's going to play, you know, others follow. One guy says he's not going to play, others follow. That is the Cotton Bowl, I believe, against Mizzou.
Is Marv playing?
He hasn't said yet. Feels like he might.
That would be crazy, but it'd be cool, I guess.
It feels like he might.
I already hammered Missouri. And it has moved. So that's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to feel like you win, and then you the game starts and you realize that you didn't win.
Those are the ones that you usually do.
I like to wait. Give it a little bit.
Well, I just figured that Maserati Marv probably not going to play. So if he does play, a little bit of egg on my face, but whatever.
They still are playing with backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And Mizzou is going to be ready to roll.
Hell yeah, they are. They're going to be fucking fired up. Drinkwitz fired up. I think that's it for today.
Yeah, the SEC does kind of always do that weird thing where they just don't win bowl games when they should.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
We'll figure it out.
Tony, I got something for you.
Yeah, I know you do.
I've only met.
Tony?
Yeah.
Heroes come and go, but legends are forever. RIP Kobe Bryant.
RIP Kobe. RIP Kobe, Mitt.
My baby, Mitt.
RIP.
Okay, so today's Tuesday?
Yeah.
Got a full slate of shit tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
full slate of shit on Thursday.
Oh yeah,
picks mm-hmm. Friday.
Oh yeah,
I'm getting a little crazy on Thursday Night Football. I mean, maybe it's another weird team ride giant situation, but I'm getting a little crazy on Thursday Night.
Okay, I like that.
Who is it?
Chargers Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Raiders.
Or is it?
Or is it Easton Stick?
It's not.
Easton Stick is moving the ball down the field.
He's not.
If it was,
I would take Duggan.
If it was a normal Chargers team,
if it was Max Duggan, I would take Chargers.
No. I love Easton Stick.
Easton Stick can throw the football around.
It's daily cancels out Easton Stick.
But if you just got to get in the end zone once,
3-0.
Yeah. That could be what we're talking about.
Brought Jimmy G back out there.
No.
Maybe.
Why?
Because we've seen him. We don't. Who cares?
Who else is rostered?
Where the hell is Garrett?
You heard him, Roger. You can't judge a guy after 6 games.
You can.
No. Oh. Who were you saying?
Where's Stidham? Where'd he go?
Jerry? Broncos, yeah.
Broncos paid him.
Yeah. Man. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.